School board meeting was held for the month of July at the Medford Area School District, and District Administrator Pat Sullivan joins us here today. And Pat, well, we're not quite at the eve of the start of school, so it was a fairly quiet meeting. Can you give us some of the details?
Yeah, we're close enough to that first day of school that we talked a little bit about that. More information will be coming out, reminders, because it's still a month away, but parents need to know that, like at the high school, the first day of school is freshman only, and again, even in the elementary, we don't have our pre-K and our kindergartners there right away, but we talked a little bit about how that schedule will work. And again, we get a lot of information out right up a couple weeks before school starts to make sure parents understand. And we talked a little bit about with Barb Krug from Krug's Busing about the right now she's still looking for drivers. And this is a not just a Medford issue. It's really a nationwide issue for school bus drivers. So there's some concern there. And that really just morphed into a discussion on staffing, and we still have some positions open. We're really pretty good at the high school with all our teaching and support staff positions, but at the middle school, we still have a few positions to fill, and as well at the elementary. And again, we continue to just keep a close eye on our section sizes and then class sizes and then the number of sections. So for instance, how many first grade classrooms are we going to have? How many second? And again, we have a few positions open, but we still have some time. So we're working towards that.
I want to step back a little bit on the busing, Pat, and just, I guess, include a plea. You know, Barb Express, she's real close on regular routes, but she's very concerned about availability of drivers for extracurricular events. And I guess as a parent of someone who likes to go to as many of my child's extracurricular events as possible, you know, I guess take that into consideration that maybe you could drive the crew, right? Get trained. And you know, she does have people who only take those types of trips. So, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to Krug's Bus Service and maybe pick up a few bucks while you're driving the whole team to the event on a Thursday night or whatever.
Absolutely. You're going there anyway. And again, Krug's will do the training for you. They provide that. And that would be who to go and talk to. You know, the issue is a lot of times with Krug's drivers, they drive an after-school route, and getting back to the school in time to get the athletic team to a game, if it's in Lakeland or Rhineland, or you got to get going, right? You got to get there on time. So those are some issues with a shortage of drivers. So absolutely anyone who has some flexibility in their schedule in the evening, I know Krug's would love to talk to you.
And we'll continue our visit with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.